David lived in a simple house located on a mountain slope. The young boy felt at home here. He loved to wander in the deserted mountain day after day. But this freedom came to an end. He had to go to school.
"Dung," said Ahab. "Thy shares ain't worth shit now."
He tapped the leg that was not one. Mr. Field said nothing.
"Thou art facing a monster, Mr. Field."
And here he again tapped his ivory leg.
Now, Draco, play nicely. Mr. Potter, Lucius Malfoy, forgive me. Your scar is legend."
George's heart pounded as he pedaled toward the apartment building. His breathing labored. As he crested the hill, the faded yellow five-story apartment building came into view. He rounded the corner, squeezing the brakes as he neared the front of his building.
"Did you ever hear of something called, deja vu? It's a feeling like you've been to a place before, and you get this chill because you haven't really been there before. Did you ever get that feeling?"
"I'm getting it right now," said Ivan.
"Hey there, how can I help you?" "Well then, you're in the right place. We got hollow points, wad cutters, steel jacketed, anything you need to stop a man or a bear."
"I took a job as a cleaner. The building was a cheap high-rise, 26 stories of shingles, students, and shag pads. But it had a certain appeal, an unsullied charm underneath all the mess. New management had recently taken over. An ambitious man who wanted to turn the place around.
I wanted to be like new," he told me. "Not a speck of dust left."